30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam. We're here to talk about The Girls on the Bus, the most recent episode. And it is basically a bottle episode. Like, not really, because there are some other things. Like, we do go back to Grace's house, so it's not fully a bottle episode, but sometimes you do get some bookends that are not in the same environment. But most of the episode takes place on the bus. Which is interesting. The bus breaks down on the way to the debate, and now they have to, you know, now they're forced to confront each other in this small space that is very hot, that is uncomfortable, and, you know, no one really wants to be there because everyone wants to be somewhere else. And everyone has to confront varying parts of themselves they don't want to deal with. Like, the idea that, you know, they don't want to, you know, I keep forgetting the girl's name, the influencer girl, like, who is discovering a love for actual journalism, not just what she does, which is candidate boosting, and, you know, and her trying to convince her, you know, her manager of that. That's interesting. Like, Sadie trying to deal with the fact that she has to stay away from, I forgot his name, I want to say Brad, I don't think that's his name. Like, saying that she has to stay away from him and go into, you know, and yet here they are, stuck in the, what's it called, stuck on the bus together. And then also it's this whole question of, like, what are we, like, what's actually happening here? And how does it, you know, like, does what we do matter? Is a fundamental question that basically everyone on this bus is grappling with. Are we doing something that is important? Do people care what we're doing? And are we doing this for any reason? I think that when you get into the nitty-gritty of it, this feels a little bit like some of the other Berlanti episodes that are meant to be like, let's take this more serious and get into a serious issue. I think immediately of the gun control episode of Arrow. In, I think that was season 5. That's kind of what this felt like a little bit, and I don't mean that in a good way. Like, it's one of those, like, it feels like it's trying to get its point across, but at the same time, it doesn't really have too much of a point it's trying to make. It's just kind of, like, what I thought Civil War was going to be, which is this kind of aggressive centrism. That's kind of what this is. As usual, the Kimberlyn plot continues to be the most interesting, as she has to grapple with, you know, her world, you know, being undone and you know, and her, you know, her being proved right to an extent. Like, when her assistant, I think it's his role, her tech guy, you know, makes a call behind her back, and she's like, you don't do that to me. I made the call. And he's like, no, we're not gonna, you know, pussyfoot around you. You are a, you know, you are, you know, like, you're the token that we keep here, so people don't think we're as racist as we are, and I'm not going to, you know, you need, and then for Sadie to go, like, you know, they need you more than you need them. Like, this episode is laying the groundwork for what I thought was going to happen, like, episode one or episode, like, I think in the episode, about episode one and two, I was like, she's going to end up leaving Liberty by the end of this, you know, by the end of the season, and I think that's what they're laying the groundwork for here. And for, I think the influencer girl is going to end up working for a prestigious, you know, newspaper or something. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. I think next episode we're going to get into an abortion debate, if I'm being honest. I think that's where this show is going. And that was one of the things, too, is that they talk about, like, you know, she says the, like, the influencer, and again, I always forget her name. I don't know why, but she makes a comment about how it's like there is no middle ground when it comes to climate change or human rights or anything like that. And then like, or there like there is no other side to that is what she says. And it's like, then Grace says, yes there is, but doesn't elaborate. It's just like, well, yes there is. And it's like, okay, can you elaborate on that? And then it's like, I think the debate of like the best part of the episode is the debate over the role of journalism and the debate over, the role of these of each of these people and each of these people having a valid place they're coming from, and then how they all interlock together. I think that all kind of is relatively interesting. Yeah, I do think we're gonna end up with an abortion debate next week because as the episode ended off, we found out Sadie found out she's about a week late, and the timing would line up where it would be the bag man for Walker's campaign is the one who got her pregnant. It'll be interesting if they go that route because I don't think that they just like. Where this show is, I don't think they don't play with that. I think you gotta play with that a little bit, and you gotta pull that narrative string and see where it goes. What else have we got? Yeah, I think the majority of the bus happening on the majority of the episode happening on the bus is, and I think what's gonna end up happening too is, I think Grace ends up retiring by the end of the season. Because like that moment she has where she says to the daughter, and they play it back in the recap in this episode, where she says to her daughter like, "My career is the first line in my obituary. You're the last." Like, that's it's a powerful moment for how she perceives her career, and it's gonna be interesting to see what ends up happening. I think that she's going to end like. Her arc this season, the same way that Kimberlyn is very clearly becoming desensitized with Liberty and is going to end up leaving to do something else, very clearly we have Grace realizing the importance of life outside of work. Watching the front runner die, and then, well, not watching him die, but him dying and getting barely a minute to grieve. And now everything going on with her daughter and the daughter now going off with the boyfriend, like my first thought was like, oh, she's gonna end up dead, the daughter. I don't think that's likely. I don't. Number one, I don't see Berlanti or a show Berlanti's executive producing fridging the daughter just for the sake of, oh, well, we want to create drama for her. But then it's like, for her, like without the daughter there. To take her away from the campaigns, I don't think there's something for her to do. I think it's gonna be something like the daughter's gonna end up pregnant or something. I don't know. But again, they already played the pregnant card, so I don't know if they play it twice in one season. I don't know. We'll see. I do really enjoy this show, though. I think that had it not been for X-Men 97, this would be my show of the year. But that most recent episode of X-Men 97 is just fantastic. And again, I think that this is a show that it tries to grapple with bigger topics while not. Like, it never actually answers any of the questions that are being raised. It never makes an attempt to. It raises the questions, but it never attempts to actually grapple with them in a meaningful way. It just kind of moves, they just kind of move on. And I just like, all right, cool, next thing, which sucks, because I would rather them, if you're gonna do this, if you're gonna take this approach with this show, the least you can do is keep it kind of, at least deal with what you're raising, at least have a meaningful conversation about what you're raising. But I think that the issue is that requires way more research to actually find out what it is. You can kind of suss out what the middle wants, which is stagnation, and then kind of just, circle every conversation back to that without actually grappling with what fundamentally is demanded by, why the fuck would you think that gas station is open? What the fuck is wrong with you? You ever witness something so stupid it just kind of catches you off guard? But yeah, that's kind of where we are on that. I think that's a good place to wrap up for today. That was episode 7. Do we have 3 more of these? 8, 9, 10? Yep, 3 more. Alright. I'm enjoying the show. So, this week we also have, tomorrow we're talking about Fallout, the new Amazon, what's called the new Amazon Prime show, which I'm enjoying to a degree I was not 100% anticipating. Then there was, what's it called, the Diplomat? No, that's the show with Kerry Russell on Netflix. The Informant, The Imposter, the new show with Robert Downey Jr. on the Max, or on HBO, but it'll also be on Max. We'll be doing that Monday evening, because Monday mornings I do have something, where, usually where I would record, I can't. So Monday evening we'll be doing, the, whatever that show is called. I forgot what it is. The International Man of Mystery. It's the something, I know that. I don't remember what it's called, though. But that'll be tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, not tomorrow morning, Monday evening. But yeah, we'll wrap up there for today. And until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.